Exercise 8B, page 55. Speaker 1.
I'm a mother of three young boys, so you'd hardly call us a small family. Looking after them is hard work, but I wouldn't change my life for the world. My husband is out at work all day, and I work part-time too to help cover expenses. I'm very lucky though, in that both my parents and my husband's parents live nearby. And they're all happy to help out when I'm working. Sometimes my mother-in-law interferes a little bit too much in how I bring up the boys, but I know she doesn't mean any harm, so I don't really mind.
Speaker 2.
I envy people from large families. They always have lots of people to turn to when things get tough. I have a stressful job and often wish I had a brother or sister living in the neighbourhood who I could discuss my problems with. In fact, I do have a younger brother, but there's 8 years between us. We've never been close because of this. By the time he was 10 years old, I had already moved out of home. Now, we live 100 miles apart and hardly ever see each other. We send each other the odd text message once every 6 months, and that's about it.
Speaker 3.
My parents got divorced when I was 8. My sister and I lived with our mum, but we still saw plenty of our dad. In fact, we spent most weekends with him. Now the four of us all live in different cities. Although we rarely get the chance to spend time all together, we do make sure we see both our parents at least twice a year. The sole occasions when mum and dad don't mind meeting up. It's important to them to keep a strong family tie with their kids, even though we're grown up now.
Speaker 4.
My wife and I hadn't got on for years. We would argue constantly. But we didn't want to separate until the children had finished school. Looking back, I can see that was a silly decision. Instead of sparing the children unpleasantness, all we did was to create a very tense home environment, which made them resent us even more. Now my ex-wife and I both live on our own, and we get along just fine. In fact, the children are happier too. We should have split up years ago. It would have been better for everyone.